You're listening to Graveyard Show Classic.
Classic.
Classic. Classic.
Good evening, friends of the undead. I am the Deacon of Darkness, the posthumous pimp. Freak Show!
And I am the Diva of Dismemberment, Mistress of the Blade, June the Meat Cleaver, from the Bordello of Horror.
You're getting your freak on with the Caretaker on the Graveyard Show.
Step into the graveyard with the Caretaker at graveyardshow.com. That is graveyardshow.com.
Podcast number 58, February 25th, 2010.
Enter the graveyard every Thursday night, midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. Filling in this week for the Caretaker. And please welcome your host, The Undertaker.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Graveyard Show. I am your host, The Undertaker, and the graveyard is open. Now we welcome to The Graveyard Show the host of Chiller Drive-In, Wolfman Mac. Chiller Drive-In can be seen on WMYD-TV, Detroit's MyTV 20, every Saturday night at midnight. Mac, welcome to the graveyard.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. How you doing there?
We're doing great. So I guess the only place that we would be able to start, or should start, is how did you actually become a werewolf?
You know, it's really it's really crazy. You want to know how I became a horror host or a werewolf?
A werewolf as a horror host.
Oh man, yeah. When I was this high little night riding in the moon, you know, under the moon, little drop top Cadillac, and just I don't know, one thing led to another. Surprise, surprise! Turns out that little devil doll was a werewolf. You know, she bit me in all the right places. What can I say?
Nice. What brought you to open up the Chiller Drive-In?
You know, the Chiller Drive-In is this creepy little haunt in a great little town called Hauntington Heights. And you cats would dig Hauntington Heights because, you know, right up the street from the drive-in is our own little delicatessen where, you know, it's a little zombie deli, if you will. And you could go in and order a side of New York stripper. You know, if you're looking for something sweet, maybe a little cheerleader brain, you know, something along those lines. And a little up the street from that, we've got our own little hangout. It's kind of a little cafe, a little bar, if you will. You can get a little Wolf's Bite energy drink and sit back and watch some Rocket Cats play out some cool little rockabilly or gothabilly, whatever your taste may be, depending on the night. And the whole town, a little witches and goblins. And at the Chiller Drive-In, what I do is I show all those creepy films that everybody grew up with as a kid. Right now, it's all those good old classic public domain films, you know, the good cheesy campy ones where you see the little string holding up the little flying saucer, you know. You got to dig those. They'll play Night from Outer Space action and House on Haunted Hill, all that good stuff. In the future, though, we're planning on digging into the Universal Vault, a little bit of Hammer, you know, maybe nice. Possibly some Warner Brothers and some Anchor Bay and what have you. Still always going to stay classic at the old drive-in, but yeah, it's pretty much the gist.
So when did the drive-in actually open?
Oh, man, I ran into that drive-in years and years ago after being chased by a town of angry villagers. Just couldn't understand Wolfman walking through the neighborhood, you know?
I suppose.
And I stumbled into the town of Hauntington Heights and ran into the projector booth for a little refuge and happened to find my little sidekick on the show, old Bony Bob. He's kind of a wisecracking, talking skeleton. I don't know, the rest as they say.
What year was that? What year was that that the drive-in opened?
Oh, you know, I want to say I was working as a little radio jock. back in the old 50s, you know, all way before Wolfman Jack. I'll tell you what, I was playing Hits of the Pits, Wax of the Max, rocking out all them good tunes, and I want to say it was probably 55, 56. Yeah, remember the days well.
Good old days, huh?
You betcha.
So
those are days of high radio, man.
Yeah. So, yeah. Chiller Drive.
We don't need no FM dial. LOWHOL, how radio.
So, Chiller Drive-In can be seen on Detroit's MyTV 20, but you've also been syndicated now as well. Now, how does that werewolf go about getting broadcast across the nation?
Hey, man, by making a lot of phone calls. it's a lot of work. It's not like you can just get a show on TV and all of a sudden people are clamoring for you. You gotta pardon me. I got a 68 hearse, and you know I got a lot of the wind coming in. You know, a lot of the cool air coming in. I don't know if you can hear it. Sounds a little bit like I'm in a tunnel, but little 68 caddy.
Nice.
No, it's beautiful. Anyway, so we're nationally syndicated on the Retro Television Network. All you cats can check us out. Every Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, 9 p.m. Central. And, we're working on expanding our reach a little bit more into some of the dish networks, onto AT&T's U-verse and a few other things as well. Even talking to the armed forces, you know, who knows? Maybe those guys will pick up our show and all them guys and gals can watch us over in Iraq or, you know, out on the ship or in their barracks, wherever.
Well, that sounds excellent. Sounds like you're getting out there and getting this done. I mean, you know, 2010 is the year of the horror host, from what they're saying.
Yeah.
So who are some of the other people that help you out on the show each and every week?
Well, man, I've got a full cast and crew of about 40-some-odd people. And believe me, they are some odd people. But a lot of good folks. And, I got some of the cast members, you know, would be like, we've got our own little Professor Embalmer. He himself is an experiment gone wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We have the ever-beautiful Rubella. You guys... Any of you guys like Betty Page out there, let me tell you something. Our Rubella is the spitting image, and wow, you guys would really totally dig her. And then we've got Morbid Melvin. He's sort of a, he's a big guy, a man-child, if you will. And Boney Bob, of course, is my sidekick, although I've never kicked him in the side.
No, you might break
talking
him.
Talking skeleton. Yeah, might break a rib. Yeah, absolutely. Who else do we have on there? We've got a new guy moving into the old Huntington Heights neighborhood, and his name is Scary Grant, and he is a very debonair, a vampire, and kind of an older gentleman, and speaks like bony, bony, bony. You know,
nice.
and he's going to be a wonderful addition to the cast. We're looking forward to having that cat on. So there's a whole bunch more, man. It's like, you know, how much time you got, you know?
Yeah.
I got a great cast and crew to put together this TV show. And every week it gets better and better.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot going on. Are there any promotional events or public appearances that you've got coming up you want to talk about?
Well, you know, we're going to be down in Indianapolis for the Vampire Tribute I get my conventions confused. I believe this one is Horror Hound.
Horror Hound Weekend. It's at the Marriott East, I think, in Indianapolis.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah, it's going to be the last weekend of March, and when we get down there to Indianapolis and come check us out, there's not only going to be just me, but, I mean, you're going to run into Carlos Borloff. You do some horror hosting. We're going to have, a whole bunch of cats down there that, Penny Dreadful, a whole host of horror hosts.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a big event. Now, outside of that, you know, up by you, have you got any appearances coming up? I know you work with some rockabilly bands and stuff, right?
Well, yeah, you know, locally, I do a lot of stuff here in the Detroit area. Every Friday night, I host a rockabilly night, and, we even bring in a little bit of psychobilly, gothabilly, we host that at a neighborhood pub called Bo's Smokehouse. Folks can come by and get some tasty barbecue grindage and listen to some good rockabilly every Friday night. It's in downtown Pontiac, Michigan, which is also where Chiller Drive-In, the TV show, is recorded. We tape the show inside the world's largest haunted attraction, Erebus. That's Erebus. If you want, folks want to look that up on the internet. And Erebus is a smoking hot haunt, man. You guys, people travel from all over the place to come see this joint at Halloween.
I was able to check out some of the video footage from that. Is that open year-round?
Well, the haunt is open year-round, but not to the public. Actually, what they do is they have a handful of full-time employees that go in at the end of Halloween, and they tear the place apart, and then they make a fresh haunt. And then by the end of August, early September, they're ready to go with some new sights and screams.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that sounds like cool. That sounds like a scream right there.
It really is. It really is. And people come from all over the place. In fact, we're helping to get Pontiac to be the Halloween town. We have the Motor City Haunt Club. We've got we're working on getting together a Halloween parade that's going to be huge, and a zombie walk like you've never seen before. I can't say a whole lot more because we got some stuff up our sleeves, man. It's going to look really cool.
All right. So if our listeners want to find out more about you, Wolfman Mac, and Wolfman Mac's Chiller Drive-In, where can they go to do that?
Well, you want to go to a couple of different places. First, I want to send it to the website. It's chillerdrivein.com, chillerdrivein.com. And pretty soon, probably in the next, 4 to 6 weeks, while Retro Television is going to begin airing all of our new stuff, around April, you'll be able to catch all of our former episodes right off of the website.
Excellent.
So stay tuned for that. And then, of course, you'll want to friend us on Facebook and MySpace, and just look up Wolfman Mac. It's M-A-C. You know, not Jack or M-A-C-K or Max, or it's just Mac, M-A-C.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add tonight, Mac?
Oh, hey, man. Just want to make sure everybody, checks this out. You know, wherever you're at, even if you do get Chiller Drive-In at your neck of the woods, make sure you hunt down, your local horror host and support those cats, because there's a lot of us out there. There's about 150 horror hosts on the air right now. Some of them are on public access, which is really, I think that's perfect. There's a few of us on regular broadcast, but really support your local horror host and watch their program and let them know you're watching them. And we're just trying to keep that alive for another, trying to keep the genre alive for another decade, or generation, I should say.
Definitely. We're definitely fans of the horror host here in the Graveyard Show. Mac, I'd like to thank you for joining us on the Graveyard tonight, and hopefully we'll be able to talk again soon.
All right, as we say here in good old Hauntington Heights, stay creepy.
All right, you have a good night.
All right, catch you later.
I would like to thank again tonight's guests, Cindy Martin and Wolfman Mac. Next week, the caretaker will be returning, so tune in to hear who he'll be talking with. So if any of you out there would like to get a hold of us, you can do so by emailing graveyardshow@gmail.com. That's graveyardshow@gmail.com. Please check out the site for all the updates at graveyardshow.com. That's graveyardshow.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes and Podcast Alley. We're also on Twitter. Go to twitter.com/graveyardshow. As always, I'd like to thank you for listening to the podcast. Now, as we close down the graveyard, I'd like to remind you, As you exit, please lock the gate behind you. We wouldn't want anyone to get out. Until next time.
Hey fans, it's Ken Forey. Just want to tell you about Mail Order Zombie. Great company. They review zombie films, any zombie film, every zombie film. And it's something you should tune into. So if you get a chance, go to the website, look these guys up, Mail Order Zombie, and find out what the hot zombie films are today. What's going on? These guys are right on the cutting edge of reviewing zombie movies. And if you're a zombie, or you want to be a zombie, or you're thinking about being a zombie, or your mom's a zombie, your dad's a zombie, or your damn mother-in-law's a zombie, tune into Mail Order Zombie, baby. You'll find out what's going on. Ken Forey, and that's out.
Friends of the Undead, this is the Deacon of Darkness, the posthumous pimp, Freak Show.
And I am the Diva of Dismemberment, Mistress of the Blade, June the Meat Cleaver.
Myself, along with the Harlots of Horror, host the online video podcast, Bordello of Horror. Check out all the twisted fun with featured films, news, interviews, reviews, and more.
I personally dare you to step into the bordello at MadisonHorror.com.
That's MadisonHorror.com.
MadisonHorror.com.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Choose from Chainsaw Dismemberment, Nightmare 8, Satisfy your sickest fantasy.
It's a trick.
Get an ice. Hi, I'm Jackie. Wanna
play? Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
Every town has an elf.
There's no more room in hell. The dead will walk here.
We all go a little mad sometimes. Haven't you?
Destroy the brain. St. Louis's only horror and cult movie podcast since 2007.